Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Good to be here.
So what are we going to talk about today? Tell us what you're seeing throughout South Carolina's business community right now.
Yeah, well, let's start with the Upstate. This one just kind of came out of the blue recently, a $415 million industrial real estate development project announced for Gaffney along the Interstate 85 corridor up there. Yeah, like I said, it was kind of a surprise to us. They're going to build 3.6 million square feet of space up there for industrial uses. So big project up there in Cherokee County. So, you know, it's proximity there to the BMW plant and the Inland Port in Greer. And, you know, not being far from Charlotte makes Cherokee County a pretty hot spot. And actually, the Cherokee County Administrator, Steve Braddon, calls Cherokee County the new frontier for industrial development. So look for big things in Cherokee County.
All right. I like that. All right. What else are you seeing?
Yeah, so another one that kind of caught us by surprise, Bosch announcing that it's going to invest about $200 million into its Anderson campus that's going to create the manufacturing capacity to build hydrogen fuel cell stacks. So those are going to power big trucks, like your big dump trucks and commercial vehicles. So, yeah, so this project is going to bring about 350 new jobs by the time production begins in 2026. So this one is kind of interesting because I, when this one came across the desk, I was wondering what exactly these hydrogen fuel cells are, but they're used to produce electricity on board the vehicles. So it's a chemical process. There's no combustion, so it's a zero emission process there, and it's kind of the future, at least what the Bosch people are saying. So we're on the cutting edge here up in the Upstate with these hydrogen fuel cell productions.
Well, you know, I was wondering when we were going to hear something about this with all of the cost of energy going up so much that fuel cells, these hydrogen fuel cells, have been around for a long time, but they've been very costly. And so it sounds like they're now becoming more economical.
Yeah, definitely much more efficient. And, you know, I think that plays into the whole electric vehicle sector. South Carolina is really starting to carve a niche there with that. You know, Volvo announced last week that it's investing upwards of $60 million here in the Upstate with its manufacturing partners over the next several years. Now, we don't know exactly what that use is going to be for that investment, so we're waiting to hear more on that. But it also comes as Volvo is about to unveil its next generation electric SUV, and that's being built down in Ridgeville in Berkeley County. So the electric vehicle industry is gaining a lot of steam here in South Carolina. Volvo has quite the footprint. We're seeing this Bosch investment, and this comes on the heels of the state and the governor releasing a electric vehicle report that kind of outlines how we got here and where we're going and the challenges actually that the state faces in terms of workforce and having to address that in the future if we want to remain competitive.
All right. And so it sounds like we have the Upstate and the coast covered now. What are you seeing in the Midlands?
Yeah, here in the Midlands, Nephron Nitrile is one step closer to production there in Columbia. This is Luke Kennedy's offshoot company. Luke Kennedy, obviously, with Nephron Pharmaceuticals. So she launched this glove company in July 2021 to help effort to boost domestic production of critical PPE products for the U.S. healthcare workers. She noticed this, obviously, during COVID-19, PPE was such a huge supply demand issue. I think Lou estimated that a box of gloves went from $3 all the way up to $30. Obviously we lost a lot of our manufacturing capacity overseas to this type of equipment. So Lou started this company there in Columbia. And so she got her first huge overseas shipment from some manufacturing suppliers, and so she's getting that company up and running now that she got this big shipment. And she estimates that they're going to be able to produce 3 billion gloves a year. That's a lot of nitrile gloves coming through the system.
Yes, it is indeed. Well, Jason, thank you so much for your time today and for the update.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time, man. I appreciate it.
Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, The company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine. You can find links to all of these posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.